The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, March Madness.
Had North Mexico State.
You mean New Mexico?
Is it North? What is it? I can't
even
write
New
it down.
It's New Mexico.
Well, there's just says N on my bracket.
Himself.
I'm an open book, Griggs. I'm a flower that's blooming in front of the whole world, and I have no problem.
Facebook.
I was poking everything that moved. I just thought it was cool.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Novak Djokovic. So, you know, I think that Novak, or the Joker will call him, had the best of intentions when he organized these exhibition matches that he hosted. And he wanted to host, and he wanted to try to raise some money for various charities, around, Eastern Europe. And it kind of went sideways as far as a number of people coming out with positive tests of COVID, including one of the top players that was there. And listen, I get it. I get when you're trying to organize things to raise funds and it all makes sense. And I think it adds up to you're putting your heart in the right place. But I think your leadership needs to be questioned with some of the things we've heard and or seen in videos. And the one that to me that jumps out is there's a video that circulated about a players and people involved in the tournament had this huge party, and I'd kind of talked about yesterday about how they were dancing all over and there was no mask and no social distancing at all, and everyone's drinking. You know, when you're drinking, you're spitting and just getting all over the place and getting together. And it just makes no sense. So out of that, Djokovic's tested positive. His wife's tested positive. There was an NBA player that was at the event as well, and he tested positive after being close and around some of these events. So I don't dispute that he had his heart in the right place and the choices he made, though, as far as safety for the players and their significant others, whatever it is, just the choices weren't right. If you told me that he'd done all the measures properly, they were asked of the country or the local area, and said, you know what, he was just at the tournament and just someone happened to get him, spread, no problem. Because, you know, you're trying to do your best, but, you know, it's going to spread sometimes. But when you're having parties where guys are doing the slug move on the ground and you see guys hugging and high-fiving, all these videos, like just zero attention being paid to the social distancing in the world we live today, I think it was a real big oversight. And, you know, unfortunately now he had to release some kind of statement, said we had the best intentions, yada, yada, yada. But the problem, guys, is that his decision-making going into it was not there.
So he might have had the best intentions, but yeah. I think there are some people, and in a lot of areas in life, people do things, it's not going to get me. It's not going to get me.
Right.
Right, geez, I'm young, I'm in great shape, we're not going to get it.
Right.
Right, and then obviously once you miss alcohol, most of us, if you have too much of it at some point, you're not necessarily making the wisest decision. So, we're not supposed to be 6 feet apart. Well, of course they were all, chummy there. So it's a lesson. It doesn't make him a bad human being. We've all erred.
Right.
And, when you start I'm sorry I had the best of intent. Why not just say, you know what? It was a bad decision.
Yeah.
Sorry, shouldn't have done it. Move on. And people will be like, oh, okay. But the minute you add in is the other extra reasons why, now they're like, well, now they're questioning your apology. If he just come out and said, you know what? I was wrong. We shouldn't have done this. Full stop. There's nothing else to be said. You don't need even a long, you don't even need a long thing. You don't have to go into great detail on why you thought it was right. Mm-hmm. Just say, guess what? It was wrong. I realize that now. I apologize.
Done. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense, because the idea of, hosting a party at this time, that's a big party like that. That's a real head scratcher. Now, if you're going to have 10 people together and you're going to try to spread apart a little more, it happens. But there looked to me like there'd be a couple hundred people in there, and they were having a good shaker, and whatever. It could happen to anyone. We've heard of small gatherings here that have turned into a hot pocket, wherever you want to call it. So I get it. So it's interesting. And now his dad is sticking up for him, saying it's not his fault. It's other people's fault. And,
I never want to blame. What do you mean it's not his fault? He organized it.
Yeah. I have a hard time there. I have a hard time getting behind that one. I guess lesson learned, and, we'll most likely see less of that now. So we'll see what happens.